Captain Exclusive. We are the internet, bitch.
All right, Captain. We're joined today by two legendary people. Honored to have two legendary people. Right. Well, I'm going to start with Hit-Boy, man. Everything from Big Sean, Kid Cudi, Kanye West, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, Snoop Dogg, Justin Bieber, Drake, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, like, so solidified, so fucking honored to have you here, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for tapping in with us.
Sure.
And then you should intro
other guests. Shit, man, fresh off the presses, man. The ones that know, you know what I mean? Big Hit, back out this motherfucker, man. It's up. Five Big days, Hit. Man. He only been out 5 days. We already got an album done. Nigga just left a red carpet right now for the White Man Can't Jump premiere. Like, we up here with Tapped In. We didn't link with a few motherfuckers, so we just, it's all go, you know what I mean? It's something we've been talking about since, you know what I mean, we dropped the last song, so shit, Big Hit, we in this bitch, man.
Man, thankful, we happy we got Big Hit home and already on a press run and made a whole motherfucking album already, man. See,
and dropped the song that we made, we made a song last night.
Overnight.
You know what I mean? And we dropped it the morning after, like, you know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask before we get started, I was saying this earlier, like, how is that feeling? What you guys discussed about as, like, father and son being able to come home and get the shit, like, running. How does that feel? Like, waking up in the morning, you know, y'all still fresh into it. Can you explain that feeling?
Man. 1 million. It's 1 million, man. It's a roadmap, man. We not through, put it like that.
It's just so natural, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we already had a momentum. We already dropped some music before he went in 2014 and shit that people was rocking with. Like, he built his own little core off that. So just to, like, you know what I'm saying, for the hip people to be embracing him, like, you know, 9 years later, like, nothing ever happened. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, and a lot's happened to you, too, in that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, since 2014. Like, from then till now.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like, just how much, like, you've grown yourself as an artist, producer, as a father. Yeah, man.
Yeah, no, he just met my son. My son, 3 years old, just met him last Saturday, you know, like, a few days ago. Like, four or five days ago. So, man, you know, that's something we've been talking all this. We've just been talking about it, like, how it's going to be when he touched down and linked with my son and us doing music. And it's, like, for us to do an album in, like, 2 days, like, 2.5 days, like, man, shit really real. Like, he touched down with a trash bag full of raps over the years that he been writing. And I'm just going through, I got so many beats, just as many raps that he got, I got beats. So it's just it's shit clockwork.
It's ready,
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing, too. I mean, they can't see on the camera, but your son's here, too, man.
Yeah, C3, you want to come say what up, dude?
You got the, you can come
C3,
say.
C3, come say what's up.
You want to come say what up?
Nah, yeah,
he's doing his own thing.
He warmed up to Big Hit quick, man. Like, they you would think they best friends, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy how God works like that, man. That, like, that's your seed, you know, you his seed, and automatically, so like you said, last Friday, like, now they BFS. Like, soon as y'all didn't see this, but they was eating cookies and shit together. Oreo, big chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's A1. Nah, it's A1. Yeah, I mean, like, we just left the right. You see, he ain't used to doing interviews and shit. He on the IG live right now, like, talking to the homies. He just was like, man, people can't believe he just was on a red carpet. He thought it was just like he was just making a figure of speech. He like, nah, nigga, I literally was just on a red carpet. You know what I mean? So that's just hard, man.
Of course, man. And, you know, I don't want to skip, like that's crazy, because you said 2014, right? And, like, you done interviews even recently. Like, people have heard, like, you know, all the big stories and all that stuff. I want to jump into, like, really, like, you're originally from Pasadena, right?
Right, originally from Pasadena.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, be thinking I'm just, like I came up in the IE my whole life. But I really spent 6 years of my life in the IE. I moved to the IE when I was 13. A whole other time I was in Pasadena. So when I moved there, that's where I just, like, developed just, like, my circle of people who helped me just, like, curate what I do now, like, learn how to make beats, learn how to play keys, learn how to write songs and shit like that. And then I moved to Atlanta at 19, and I just that was, like, my college years without going to college and shit, you know what I mean?
No, for sure, man. Like, expand a little on Pasadena, you know what I'm saying? Like, growing up there, like, what was it like for you?
I mean, just, man, just even with Big Hit, just hearing people just how much respect they had for him, because he got locked up originally when I was 3, you know what I mean, and did 15 straight from there. And just, man, just, like, knowing that I got like solid roots in Pasadena, like I always feel super connected to it, you know what I mean? And then my uncle and my whole fam, but you know what I mean? My uncle having a successful group that came out of out of Pasadena called Troop.
And, shout out
Troop.
I mean,
just all that, I just always felt like real connected to Pasadena.
Yeah, I moved to Pasadena like 5 years ago. I actually moved to Long Beach, but when I was living in Pasadena, I lived like a couple different spots around there, but it's crazy. Like, do you remember, like, what were some like spots you enjoyed growing up? Like, were there food spots or anything you went to?
I mean, bro, shit, for me, like, nigga, just being able to go to 7-Eleven on Lake and Orange Grove and get some chili cheese Fritos and a Slurpee. That was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the shit.
Yeah, like, no, I was living on Orange and Fair Oaks, like where churches is. Yeah. That's where I was. So, like, it was cool, man. They actually just got rid of it. I don't know if you've been over there lately. They got rid of the churches, yeah.
Oh, damn, bro.
Yeah, there's like houses there now or something. That's like crazy. They put like a building up there. It's really crazy. Yeah. But yeah, like growing up.
Of course,
there,
the Roscoe's out there, legendary. Pasadena.
On Lake,
shit,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's the pastrami spot? The Hat?
The Hat.
Yeah, the Hat, obviously. They crazy. Honestly, you know, unpopular opinion, it's better than Johnny's. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just leave it right there.
It's pretty fire, bro.
That was gas on me.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so then headed to the IE from there, like, what inspired that move? Do you remember like what
I mean,
it was?
Shit, we had to move, you know what I mean? My mom was trying to figure it out, and we had a situation where we got a crib out in the IE, and that was it was like I was forced to do it. I wasn't even feeling that shit at first, you know what I mean? Like I had all my homies from Pasadena, first grade to seventh grade, all in Pasadena, so I was kind of just not rocking with it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple years in, I started, you know, really tapping in with just people in my circle.
Yeah.
And building, I was like, man, that shit was vital, bro, because I was out the way, I was able to be creative without having the distractions of my homies who was now doing other shit, you know what I mean? Like, for real, so it's like, just, exactly, same story, man, and, bro, that shit just helped me just have that space to create.
So when you was down there in the IE, did anybody have a studio, or y'all had like a home studio that y'all was working out on?
My homie had a home studio right in his mom apartment, like with everything though. Like he had you could make beats, record, print the CD, you know what I mean? He had for the sleeves, like you could do the whole package, everything right at the crib. So we was just doing albums. He was making all the beats, and then I just started playing with it, just on some having fun shit. And man, I just took a hold on that shit and just like,
locked
I don't
in.
Know. That shit was just fun. It's always been fun for me making beats.
Yeah. Well, what was you using? Fruity Loops?
Still using FL.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Still to this day.
I was gonna say I read that. Yeah. That like, so do you remember the first time you actually used FL? Like, do you actually? You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I do.
Like,
I do.
That's probably a good story.
Probably,
you know?
2002, 2003. Just literally playing around. I'm just seeing how it look on the screen. It looked like a video game. You clicking these buttons and sounds just coming up. So obviously I'm just clicking anything and it sounded crazy. Then the homie just showed me like a simple, like this is how you do it, like a 4-bar loop or an 8-bar loop. And I just start making a real beat. I'm like, oh, this shit really fun. So I'm about to just like go, you know, full fledged with it.
That was it though. Like after that moment.
After that moment, that made me want to get my own computer and like make beats for real at the crib. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at this time, you was rapping over his beats. When did you decide that you was gonna like turn it over to like full producer, or you always wanted to kind of flirt the line of being like an artist slash producer?
Like that was the first thing I was doing, so I never stopped that. But I just got so deep into the sonics and just deep into the sounds. Like that shit was just like, I don't know. I was like, even as a kid, I always feel like I heard the production first. Like if I heard a song on the radio, it would take me a minute to realize what the song is saying and shit. Like I would just always hear the music. So I think it's just something that got to do with that. Like I always just like wanted to evoke that same feeling that I was feeling when I was a kid, you know, with the music I make.
I think that like I read somewhere that you like started writing really young, right?
Like 13.
Yeah. Like I think there's something about like having written songs and like rapped and all that shit and also produced that I think makes you a better producer.
100%.
Like if you're able to write, like you actually have a pen, which is crazy. Cause like a lot of producers don't. Like I would go as far as to say like 90% of producers, they can't come close. You know what I'm saying? Like pen wise.
That's crazy.
And then let alone the beats, but like
No, I appreciate that.
I think that also puts you in like a, because it's like a conversation, and we'll get to this later on down the line, just like peer to peer shit. But I think that's the difference, what makes you like a beat maker and actual like composer slash producer.
Yeah.
Because you can actually build a song, like you said, you know, like bridges and loops, and know where to actually get into it versus a nigga just going in there and giving you something and just kind of letting you run with it. Some artists you can do that with, right? Yeah. But some artists actually need the
production.
Structure.
Right, now for sure. I mean, that developed over time, you know what I mean? I had to really, I mean, I went through that beat maker phase. I went through that every phase as a musician, because like I wasn't a person who grew up playing a guitar, playing a piano, so I didn't have an actual like sense of like no type of music theory. I just was going off straight feeling, and I still kind of am that way. It's like all feeling for me. I ain't never been the technical producer. Like, I kind of damn near shut down when somebody put me in a box, because that's killing the fun, you know what I mean? That's killing the, like, let's just figure it out. When it's like somebody come in, oh, I need to mix this tribal shit with this dance and house shit with this trap shit. Like, bro, my nigga, come on, bro. Like, let's just make, like, I'm gonna play you these beats that I think is hard that I've been making lately.
Yeah.
And we gonna run it from there. Whether you rock with them, you rock with them, you don't. But that's like, I get the best music that way. When somebody come in with a board and they trying to be too specific, because most of the time, artists, they'll come in with like this whole just mix of what they want to do, and then you hear the shit they end up putting out and it don't sound shit like what they describe. So it's like they only know when they hear it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Motherfuckers don't know what's hard until they hear it, and they also don't know what's hard until everybody else say it's hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that like response. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The hit is undeniable.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. I wanted to say, like, the production, it's crazy that you said that you don't play instruments. Like,
I do. But you said guitar. I'm saying as a kid, though, I wasn't doing that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, I would probably be a whole different type of producer if I was, like, learning music theory early in my life. But, like I said, everything been off the feeling, just off, like, I'm sitting down and whatever come to me, that's what come to me. You know what I mean?
Right. But that's, like, your feeling and, like, knowing what's good is taste. You know what I'm saying? That comes from, like, having a good ear, listening to a lot of different music. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes it really unique.
Yeah.
And obviously it works. You know what I mean? Like, the millions of hits and all that, the streams, the plays, the Grammys, everything. Like, it all culminated from that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All from that FL moment, which is nuts to think about. Do you ever reflect?
Crazy. Like, I really, like, take care of myself and so many other people off of what I do on FL. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Because, like, I started out, like I said, just, like, looking at it as a video game. Like, literally having fun. Like, I never, when I first was making beats, like, I mean, when I first made my first beat, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm about to sell this and get money. But after I did it, I'm like, oh shit, like this shit for real. Then I start going to school, playing my beats for people, and they start copying them. Like, I sold my first beat for $20 when I was 16. You know what I mean? And by 19, I had a J-Lo placement. You know what I mean? Because it was just like, I just was on it. Like, from that first $20, I'm like, nah, I'm on this shit.
So when it, because like you said, you feed and you're responsible for, you know, you're the head of an ecosystem now, right?
Wow.
Like, people look up to you for food, right? Not like in like the basic terms, right? Mm. Do you feel like once it became that part, do you feel like it fucked with your creativity or put pressure on it a little bit?
Nah, for sure. Yeah, because I mean, especially when you make a hit, people come to you and be like, yo, I need that. When it's like, I wasn't even trying to make that. I just was trying to make something hard. So it's like, again, that's kind of putting you in a box. And it's like, if a person like is not on that musicality like level, just or just mentally there, if you don't play them nothing like what they feel like they came to hear, they not even gonna go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. It's like the new era is insane. Like, I done been in with new artists, nigga got motherfucking Grammys, multiple Grammys, you know what I mean? My Grammys is with Jay-Z, Nas, Kanye West, Nipsey Hussle, Roddy Ricch, you know what I mean? Like, that's some elite level shit. And I'll play an artist some beats, they don't pick none of them, and then they'll go on YouTube and rap on a beat that 100 other young artists have rapped on. That shit is mind-blowing. You know what I mean?
That has to do with that ear. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to do with that, like, not, like, really, truly, like, being able to grasp what they're listening to. You know what I'm saying?
It's mind-blowing, like, sometimes.
Yeah. I've asked, like, we talk to a lot of rappers, like, a lot of, like, you know, new rappers, a lot of up-and-coming rappers, and, like, you'd be surprised how many people don't write You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah. don't even like, you know, respect the process of writing.
Right.
Just kind of freestyle, go off the top, all that. But like the production, I mean, that's like, I feel like sampling, for example, right? Lost art. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't really respect like how difficult it is to like find the right sample, right shot, for the right beat, for the, you know what I mean? So like, that's a huge skill that you crafted and you kind of owned. Like, after all the, you know, all the hits, like, think about the Nas project. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, unbelievable. Yeah. Like, crazy body of work, man.
Yeah. And tapping in and working and having collabs with people like Alchemist, like, that just shows your range. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
for sure.
But I feel like sometimes, and like, and I'm not thinking this right, but I feel like some people put you in a box then once they hear you make shit like that. Oh, he just makes, I wouldn't say backpack rap, but like soul rap, right? Or how do you feel about that? Do you ever have that? Has that ever came to you? Or has
man,
that,
you know what's crazy is, that's how potent the shit I be making be, because at one point they thought I was a trap producer, you know what I mean? And then now motherfuckers might be like, oh, he do mostly boom bap, but it's like, bro, like, I'll do everything, bro. I was on Renaissance, I was on motherfucking track, like Travis last album, Rihanna last album, motherfucking just like, you know what I mean? I just make music and I make what feel right to me, and that shit just be like lining up.
That's what I'm saying is, like, it's almost like that's a true, it's like you're an artist in like every sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can create no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. It could be like, whether it's like all the good music stuff, or if it's like working with Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter like who you're in the room with, you're making whatever you're making.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, like, that's sure. that's a big deal, man. Like, I feel like a lot of producers, like, we're in the era of like tags, you know what I'm saying? Like, you hear the producer tag, all that stuff. They'll make like kind of the same sound as shit. You know what I mean? So to be able to like be a like a Swiss Army knife and like have like every kind of, you know, ability, make every type of beat.
That's crazy, because that's literally like what the phrase or word that Jay-Z described me as a Swiss Army knife. So it's like, that's it's crazy you frame that up like that. But
that's a
compliment. Yeah,
no, facts. A man of 1,000.
But it's true, right? Because even think about, I was talking about the pen, because I want to get, we're gonna get into your newest project, like, after, you know, after we talk about this. But your pen in particular, like, you also can write.
Word.
That's crazy. Like, it's like a, it's almost like a superpower. You know what I mean?
Nah, it really is. Isn't it? You know, making my own music, that helped when I get in with other artists. You know what I mean? When I'm in with just whoever, it's just like, I might be able to throw out an idea or be able to hear a hook in something that they did that they might have not even looked at it as a hook. Like, I'm gonna take it and be like, nah, that shit is crazy. So fly this over here and then that's gonna connect the song. You know what I mean? Just like, it helps the process completely.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, how often do you find yourself like in a studio with like whoever, you know, all the people you work with, and you're like giving them suggestions because you know, like, oh, this would be a better bar, or like,
yeah, shit, if I hear something, I don't hold back. Like, I'm going to say it. You know what I mean? That's just like what I developed into over the years as a producer. Like, you got to be outspoken about every little detail that you hear, that that is not, if it's not hitting your ear right, say something and fix that shit. So when you listen down again, it'll just hit your ear the right way, you know, the way you want to hear it.
Yeah. I mean, you've obviously been in that situation with like a million artists. So like, what are some of your favorite memories of like having to like be in the studio, or like, what are some memories that like stand out to you in like the creative process?
Man, shit, the last 5 days, man, Big Hit, you know, getting out and coming straight to the studio
with Big Hit,
with a trash bag full of raps. And it's like, we've been talking about this shit, been waiting for the lock in, and we locked in and made this album. And it's just like him going through the raps, I pull up a beat, it's like he fitting it to it, because it's like, you gotta realize he just was writing this shit to no beat, you know what I mean, for the most part, you know what I mean? I know they be getting a little whatever and just like maybe be able to be on YouTube here and there, but for the most part, he writing this shit a cappella, so it's just like a real thing getting this shit to fit on top of the beats. And it's just like been a fun, just ill process. And I'm also getting to know my dad more just through this process. It's almost like a, I ain't even talked to you about this, but this shit like damn near therapy, you know what I mean? Like, just talking through this shit, me seeing, you know, just the type of mentality he got, just the type of shit that he's had to go through. It's like, damn, now I really understand, like, this shit is a real struggle. It's a real life thing.
And just being able like you said, just therapy, being able to spend morning, noon, and night. We eating together. We learning new shit about each other. Oh, you don't like this. You don't like that. Like, boom. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, and I've been in a similar situation because, like I was saying, my pops was locked up. So he came home when I was already in my 30s. So, you know what I'm saying? We had to kind of, like, resume our relationship. And, like, you know what I'm saying? You go through your therapy. Like, you get what I'm saying? You really get a chance to... Like, this my nigga right here. Like, for real, 100%. I'm locked in with my nigga. Yeah. Like, we gonna continuously have fun with this shit. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I was gonna ask you, what do you like being more, a producer or an artist?
Man, I feel like everything I do is just artistry. You know what I mean? Right, like, I don't separate the two. Like, Hit Boy is Hit Boy. Like, nigga, if I'm coming out with a song that I help write on, that I'm rapping on, nigga, that I made the beat for, that I engineered for, if I'm a part of the creative process, cool. Like, you know what I mean? I just like having fun making music, period.
And you usually make all your own beats for all the shit that you record, right? Like,
I record on certain other people beats and shit, but yeah, like, for the most part, yeah, just like,
Is that awkward to you, going into the studio and, like, rapping on somebody else's beats?
Nah, not at all. If that shit hard, I'm on it. You know what I mean? I'm like I said, like, cause I could. It's just like one thing to me. It's just music.
That's the writer in you. Like, if you hear a good beat, you're like, all right, I have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So, like, that's crazy. I got a question for Big Hit though. So, like,
he on IG Live, man.
He's on IG Live right now,
man.
Tapped in.
I can't get it. What the fuck?
What's it been like for you getting to collaborate with him, man?
Oh, man, it's a dream come true, you know? So, I mean, it's just natural, man. I be on his head. I be on him, like.
Yeah. Say it in the
on,
mic
let's
real
go,
quick.
Let's do a moving.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we woke up yesterday morning and was like, check this beat out, my nigga. Like, can we, you know, snatch it off YouTube and you re-whoop it? And you know what I'm saying? Like, can we just catch out with as big as I wrote? You know, I was on thing in the pen, so.
Yeah.
I was tapped in and, you know, he like, man, fuck that beat, my nigga. we can do it. I can redo it. We don't need to buy that beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just start spitting clowny. Like, man, we got to I just be clowning, just.
Yeah. Right, I mean, like, this, we dropped a song today, Grinding My Whole Life. We started writing that shit yesterday morning, like 7 a.m. Like, he working out. I pull up a joint, he like, what you been doing your whole life? Like, and that shit just was like, it started flowing from there. That shit, it's crazy because when we first started writing just the first few lines, like, I kind of start just feeling that emotional feeling and shit. So I'm like, damn, this shit probably gonna connect with people. And just like everybody who, you know, has heard it, a lot of thorough people, I don't even wanna say no names, but some high level motherfuckers tapping in. Like, yeah, this shit's solid, bro. That shit is A1. Like, real motherfuckers, like, yo, bro, this shit made me cry. You know what I mean? It's deeper than just we in the studio rapping. Like, them lyrics is like all facts. This shit is like, shit knocking, that shit bouncing, shit, you know what I mean? So it's like,
I can't wait to hear that shit. That's fucking amazing, man. Amazing.
I was gonna say, so now, you know, you and Big Hit are together, y'all spending as much time as you can. What's your daily routine like now versus what it used to be like?
Man, shit. For me, I mean, I'm still on the same routine. I go to the studio every day. He right there now, though. It's just like us making just music better. Together.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Being able to... Man, had that productivity too, and the shit sounding like good. You know what I mean? It sound like some real big hit shit, some shit you would want to hear. You know what I mean? Big Hit doing, so it's like this shit feel good, bro.
Also, I know you have like a lot of colleagues and stuff that you kind of like tight with. That I see you kind of like looking from the outside, looking in. Like, you guys seem tight, and you guys make a lot of music together.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people? Are they also? Who are some of the people? And are they like on your everyday routine? Do you like wake up and be like, yo, text this nigga, like, what's good with you? You
know, bullshit? I mean, definitely Nas. Like, me and bro talk pretty much every day, if not every other day. You know, we really ain't stopped making music since the first project. We make music all the time. So it's like these projects be organically formulating. It's not like we gotta force the process or just try to like overdo it in any type of way. It's just like always natural. That's why I feel like it translate, you know what I mean? It be feeling like, oh, these motherfuckers having fun making music. It's not like we trying to go get the biggest pop singer and make the biggest pop song and be number one tomorrow. It's like, bro, let's make some shit we think is hard and put it out, and that shit just always translate, bro. I done made big hits that went t- top 10, number one, all this shit, got nowhere near the love and respect and honor of work, you know, that I do when I work with Nas, you know what right. I mean?
It's real. It's yeah. really real.
Yeah.
So it's Nas. Who else you fuck with?
Nas,
like
Big Sean, that's the homie, you know what I mean? Like, I did a, he did a whole EP with me, you know what I mean? Let me produce it. Just like put my name on every credit, man. I gotta like definitely Big Sean is a solid motherfucker, man. Dom Kennedy, that's one of my closest homies. You know what I mean? Like he came to my son baseball game in Ladera Park last week. Like that's he that fire. Type of solid, you know what I mean? Like his son play baseball too. So I just had Tony who was over that way. And it's just like, you know, it's certain people that I just connect with on a different level. But definitely them probably like the top three type shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to like mention no names, just to make sure all relationships are still solid. But I noticed that about you, usually with Sean or Dom, like those your dudes. Mm-hmm. And like you said, since you done linked up with Nas, it seems like unconditional love, like brothers, like y'all locked in.
Oh shit, solid, bro.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, well, I definitely want to talk more about the process and your project that you just dropped,
Surfer Dream. Yes, sir.
We're gonna get into it, but I want to have Juju get out the tapped in wheel real quick.
We got a little game segment of the little show. We're gonna have y'all spin the wheel three times.
Live.
So it's kind of like self-explanatory, like, you know, who's your top three, you know, like Spin Again, Copper Drop will show you something, like, will you like it? You know what I'm saying? Kind of self-explanatory. So you get three spins.
You get three spins.
All right, shit.
You got to go? Whoever wants to go first.
Because sometimes you fuck around and get a spin again. Cop or drop.
All right, we're going to show you something. You tell us if you cop it or drop it.
This is a...
What is this?
Hold on. It's a speaker, though, of a very high quality. Let's figure out. Let's say the brand. Hold on. What was it?
This is...
A Walkinson?
Oh, it's a Bowers & Wilkins Pearl. This is a $113,000 speaker. Would you cop this?
That's wild.
Fuck no.
Drop, right? I would drop this. No way, bro. $113,000.
That's wild.
For what?
Sometimes them shits be crazy, though, I heard. They have to have, like, really high quality.
It's ugly. Did you see that?
Shit, the monitor.
I want to hear what Big Hit has to say.
That shit look crazy.
He was in for May for a Lambo or something in the back.
Yeah.
Lambo. That's why. That's what that shit look
otherwise,
like.
Otherwise, nah. I'm not putting that in my house.
You get to spin again. You get two more spins.
Yeah.
Cap or no cap? What question we got for
him? This is going to be, I can already know what this is. FL Studio is the best production software. Cap or no cap?
No cap.
No cap.
I made bread off FL. Shit.
Shout
can't
out
tell
FL.
Me it ain't.
Everything off FL.
Wow.
Crazy. All right, you get one more spin.
Truth or shot?
Truth or shot?
Oh, shit.
Let's see. This one's funny. All right. So we can get you. Do you drink?
If
you
don't drink, I ain't drinking cool. right now.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Then you just got to answer the question.
All right.
All right. So was there ever an artist that you expected to just like bring it, kill a song, all that, but it didn't turn out the way you thought it would?
I mean, yeah, plenty of times. I don't want to say no name. No. But yeah.
You don't necessarily have to say the name, but like just like elaborate on the moment.
I mean, yeah, it's times where it's like, man, that's like when I was coming up making beats, I used to have nightmares, and my nightmares would be me being in the studio with somebody of stature and not being able to make the right song, you know what I mean? Or not being able to pull up the right beat. So that shit definitely is like a nightmare, you know what I mean? When you go in the studio and that shit just not connecting, it's just like, damn, like I would have thought like shit would be different.
I don't say we're gonna have you spin again.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, spin again. Let's see what you get.
Top three dead or alive.
Damn. Top three what?
So you could do like producers if you want. You could do rappers if you want. You could do like movies, and you both could do this.
Okay. Shit. Top three.
Could be songs too.
Oh, yeah, songs or albums. You could do that too.
I'm trying to see. Man, I'm going to go movies. Top three. Boys in the Hood, Coming to America.
The first one, for sure.
And motherfucking... House Party, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Facts. R.I.P. Robin Harris.
Yeah, man. Big Hit, what about you? Give us your top three.
Music.
Music, movies, whatever you want.
Rappers.
Q.
Yeah, shout out Q.
Shit.
That's a bar, too. Q
Facts.
KRS.
Damn. Yeah.
No.
100% KRS.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more.
Shit. That's hard, man. shit, I gotta go with Nip, man. That nigga so hard.
Rest in
Bro,
peace.
Bro, RIP, man. RIP. Yeah. That's another crazy. That's a good segue. Cause like, how did you end up linking with Nip originally?
Originally, it was through Johnny Shipes, the homie Chasing Cash knew Johnny Shipes, and Nipsey was signed to Johnny, so they linked it up. Chase had sent Johnny some beats, and Nip went through them, and he ended up doing a song called Thuggin' with Boosie off the Bullets Ain't Got No Names,
right?
So that was the first time, and then little years go by, we end up just connecting, being in the city, shit like that. Like, he respect what I do, we respect each other, whatever, and shit, we just start tapping in, like 2013 type shit. He jumped on one of my songs. He was like co-signing what me and Pops was doing. Like, he literally, I just posted a tweet the other day when he was like, I fuck with OG Blood, you know what I mean? So it's just like, crazy, full circle. Big Hit was just telling me, because we did a performance of the song that Nip was on, my song called Alert, in 2013.
Yeah.
We went to Revolt and performed it. And I guess I was like out by the stage area, and Nip came up to Big Hit to say, tell him what he said.
Oh, man, Nip. I didn't know who he was. Basically, yeah. I knew he was a Crip, though, but I didn't know exactly who he was. But he just like, man, I fuck with your boy. I'm like, all right, for sure. Like, nah, in the real way. You know, I'm looking straight, and like, look at me like, I'm fan, like, nah, in the real way. I'm like, all right, my nigga. He like, but I'm a fan, though.
Damn.
He told me he's a fan. He like, I wake up every morning, brush my teeth, the G's Don't Cry. That was my shit.
Wow.
Damn. For sure, and they just pushed off, and they started rapping and shit.
Yeah, that's a joint that we had dropped right before he went back down. Like, I had produced a song, nigga, paid for the video. We just went up, like, you know what I mean? And real ones, real ones was tapping in, like the Nipseys, like them type of people.
Damn, man, that's a crazy story, man. Yeah, that's like some legacy shit. You know what I mean?
1,000%.
Like, just that fact, like, obviously what you guys are doing right now too. You know what I'm saying? But like, to get that that opportunity to make music with him and stuff too, like that's crazy, man.
Nah, for sure. I mean, just like when we caught back up to do the Racks in the Middle shit, like, that was just crazy, bro, because we hadn't worked in some years, you know what I mean? Like, we was working around 2013, 14, maybe 15 a little bit, but I didn't talk to him for like 4 years maybe, and then I ended up running into him and Big Sean. Actually was together at a show, not to say they came together, but they, I seen them at the same time at the show. And I told them both, like, y'all both got to pull up on me. I got shit for y'all, you know what I mean? And, man, that shit was just wild. Like, he was pulling up, locked in, really tapped in with me.
And I feel like I was noticing that, like I said, looking from the outside in, it looked like you guys had a tight relationship, like, actually fuck with each other, like, text each other, like, what it do.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like some niggas basically were kind of jealous of that too, of that relationship that y'all maybe had.
I mean, I've heard like little, just, people come back like, oh, Whoopty Whoop said this, like, oh, how you get the Grammy with Nipsey, you know what I mean? Shit like that. It's like, I heard that, little like producer niggas and, got on that, but that is what it is, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like we was really tapped into the point where, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was fucking with my pops type shit, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like, oh, I'm gonna come through for a second and grab, any beats. It's just like, nah, he was really kicking it, like, showing love to niggas.
I actually heard that, and I came across that in the conversation one time, and I don't know you, but I, like, stood up for you, because I was like, niggas were trying to downplay certain situations, right?
The story's crazy.
Yeah, niggas are trying to downplay certain situations, and I'm like, you can't downplay that situation. It is what it is. Like,
facts.
You feel what I'm saying?
I feel like that's my whole career, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You really look at my stat sheet on paper, like, I just feel like the Hit-Boy brand should even just be way bigger than it is. But, that goes to show, bro. Like, I'm really doing this shit out of just, like, naturally. I'm just, like, naturally doing this shit. And when you stand on your own, too, And motherfuckers like feel like you might be a some competition, or feel like, oh, this nigga don't need me, then they won't tap in and show that level of love that they know they really want to show anyway. But it's like, I developed to the point where I don't give a fuck about these niggas, bro. None of these, you know what I mean? It's just like, I fuck with who I fuck with and who would fuck with me. Like, I don't even play my music for niggas. I don't give a fuck. Like, I just made an album. Like, if I want to get you on a song, I'll play it for you. But when artists come through, I don't give a fuck what you got to say about my music, because this is for the people. It's for the fans, and that's something I realized, like, you know what I mean?
That's like everybody that's watching, that's making music, has to take notes. Like, word. That's how it has to be.
Because I was going to ask you how you deal with it, but shit, you deal with it. Fuck what y'all yeah. niggas think. Fuck what y'all niggas think. Like, fuck what you think. Like, yeah. This shit is not for you. Like, if it's not tailored specifically for you, nigga. Like, there's a lot of other shit out here. And like, yeah. Man, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's really crazy too, because you do shit with people that are like West Coast artists, East Coast artists, and everything in between. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, legendary shit, man. Like, that's why I want to touch on the Nas project for sure, because like, how did you end up getting connected with Nas? Like, how did that happen?
We connected like back in like 2013 too, like just through mutual homies and shit, whatever. I keep forgetting this part of the story. Like, I did a session with Frank Ocean in 2012. Was going to do a session with Nas, like, either later that night or the next day. And whatever hook he recorded on one of my beats, he was like, yo, I'm gonna play this for Nas and see what happened. And when he played it for him, Nas was really rocking with it. Like, he ended up recording to it. And it never came out because I ended up losing the drive with Frank Ocean vocals on it. You know what I mean? Wanted to put it out. So it just kind of got revamped and we ended up putting it out, but without Frank Ocean on it. It's like the same joint. It was called Royalty on Lost Tapes Volume 2.
Yeah. Damn, that joint, that had Frank Ocean on it?
Yeah.
Originally?
Yeah. And it was called No Such Thing as White Jesus. And it's like still some of his lyrics on there. Like, I think he got like writer credit on that song, but he just like took his vocals off.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I want to talk about King's Disease 3, because I had some of my favorite samples, beats, songs, all that, man. Like, so did you produce that thing? You produced all of it. That was like a true collaboration.
I brought in a couple, like maybe keyboard players and like, maybe a programmer or two, maybe. But yeah, just like the framework and all the shit that's like the heavy lifting. I was really just in there with him. Like, that's what it be. Like, I'm making the beats and Nas is rapping and you know what I mean? And we just going.
Yeah, it was like, it's got to have some of the best samples that I've ever heard on a project. Like 100%.
That's all.
Because I heard it was Ghetto Reporter.
Yeah.
That was the one where, like, at the very beginning, you did like Richard Pryor or something like that. And I was like, is that Richard Pryor? Uh-huh. Like, and I checked. Like, I like went back and I was like, there's no fucking way that was it.
Yeah.
And it was. Like,
yeah, for sure.
How, like, I mean, you even had a NBA Jam, Street Fighter 2. Uh-huh. Like, I'm from the 90s. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
So, like,
yeah, exactly.
This was made for me. You know what I mean? That's what's up. No, this was made for Jew. Like, this is, you know,
that's my era, man. For sure.
I want to switch it up a little bit. I know you used to have like a little group or collective, HS87, right?
Uh-huh,
yep. Whatever happened to that? Right. And then, like, is there anything going to be anything moving forward? Or,
I mean, shit, where I'm at right now is like, for those who tapped in, they know like about the surf club shit. I've been pushing surf club before I even had HS87, but at that time, it just was like, I got, you know, presented with an opportunity to create my own entity, and that was something that I just wanted to use to put on people that, you know what I mean, I was fucking with before I got on, and I kind of promised that I would fuck with, and just like remaining loyal to those type, you know what I mean? Just like locking in with the homies and shit like that. And that was just me, bro, being like 23, 24. I didn't have the right infrastructure. I didn't have the right people speaking for me on my behalf when we had these label meetings and shit. So I'm getting all this label money and overhead and getting these cribs with multiple studios, 5-6 studios, all the artists is in there working and we just going. And that shit just, you know, when you don't got the infrastructure, bro, it's no way to succeed. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, at the time, it's like,
cause I heard you,
I'm trying
like
to
a crib with like everybody in there.
Yeah,
like
for
a bunch
sure.
Of niggas.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, you got to think like, I'm trying to develop my own artistry. I'm trying to be a industry producer and produce for all these motherfuckers, keep up with that, and then also produce for 7-8 artists at one time that's signing me. That's all like, oh, I need that attention, I need that time, I need this, I need that. And it's like, That's a lot for a 24-year-old motherfucker to handle, especially when you ain't never been in a, you know, particular position. Can't really talk to nobody about finances like that because it's like motherfuckers ain't had this type of money. You know what I mean?
So, all right. So basically that's run its course. Is there anybody now in the new school from the LA or IE area that you fucking with? Like,
100. My homeboy Spank Nitty James, he from Hemet. Yeah, that nigga's hard. So we tapping in on the Surf Club shit. Like, we just dropped a song, actually a video called Just Asked. It was off the Surf or Drown album. Put him on my album and dude hard. So we just been locked in. Mm-hmm.
That's a good segue because I want to talk
about it. It's crazy because I actually met Spank through Price from Audio Push. You know, that was on HS87. So it's all still
shout out Audio Price. Push.
Price from Audio.
We interviewed them.
For sure. Price doing his thing.
Dude,
yeah,
bro.
For sure.
Yeah. So Surf or Drown. Let's talk about that. Project was incredible, man. Top to bottom for sure. But I mean, like, I picked some of my favorites. Like, I really like Corsa, Slipping Into Darkness, unbelievable. Composure Part 2, really good. What were some of your, like, personal favorites off the project?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, the way it started with Big Hit, you know what I mean? Like, he start the album off, like, live from the joint, like,
the
over
intro.
The phone, and it's like, I had no clue that he would be coming home so soon, you know what I mean? So it's just like, it just all in the energy, you know what I mean? Maybe niggas sending that shit out just put more positive energy into the situation. You know what I mean? Because it's just like people was tapping in. Like, I love, you know, the authenticity that Pops brought to the album and just like how he started off. You could just tell that's a serious motherfucker right there.
Absolutely. Any of these collaborations like stand out, like when you were making the project? Like, I know Alchemist, obviously, like any, like,
yeah, I mean, the shit, the Currency, that's the homie, you know what I mean? The Currency joint, Tony Fontana, part three.
That shit was
I
great
did
too.
Two other Tony Fontanas. The first one is with Dom Kennedy, second one was all me, and the third one was me and Currency. So that's just like a running theme, and that's like playing off the, you know, me making hits out of the IE. So Tony Fontana, like, you know what I mean? Tony Montana, Tony Fontana. Tony
it's
City,
the greatest
shit.
Play on words.
Word, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing too, is like, we got to talk about your bars, man, because like that project in particular, like the writing is incredible.
I like the joint with James too. I love James
Fonlon. Legend.
I mean, it's just like, it's so good. Do you have like, it's not released on physical, right?
Nah, not yet. We're gonna do the vinyls.
Okay,
I'm dropping more Surf or Drowns this year, so
I'm gonna
drop at least two more volumes, and then I'm gonna probably package some shit up. But
right
now I'm just focused on making the music, getting it out, building, you know, just building with people. Like, it's just like more and more people tapping in on my artistry, respecting it, you know, talking about the bars, like telling me how I could go with any of these niggas. So it's like, that's giving me more energy to just be like, just really believing myself more, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I respect that about you, that you stay consistent with putting your artistry shit out. Like, you don't never let anything, nothing say, like people say, like, phase you. You're gonna keep dropping your shit, like, always.
For sure.
Like, whether it's working with other people, I just know I'm gonna always hear some Hit-Boy shit for sure.
All right, like, that's what's up.
Yeah, man. I mean, the resume speaks for itself. You know, you've shared like a bunch of those stories, you know what I'm saying? Like, we, you know, we do our research, so like, you've shared a million stories about working with like big artists and all that, you know. But what's one of your, like, I don't know, like, was there any like crazy advice you ever got, like from Jay-Z or some shit like that? Like, what's some of your favorite, like, most memorable shit?
I mean, man, bro, shit.
You know, I feel like you just accumulated so much wisdom by, like, you know, like, what would you tell this like generation, like, that you've learned?
Man, I can't even call it, bro, because I feel like the new generation don't give a fuck. They don't respect. They don't even respect, so like, the high level motherfuckers. So it's just like, honestly, bro, just do your shit. Do what feels natural to you. Do what feels natural to you, what you fuck with, and let it rock, because you can't call this game, bro. You cannot call it. This shit is like, it's like a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of fugazi, like niggas running them numbers up, and it's like, who is listening to this for real? You know what I mean? It's like, I never ran into nobody that's listening to this, these albums that be streaming a billion. Man, come on, bro.
It's so much.
And it's just like, that's what I was thinking about, like, with even having a number one record. Like, back in the day, when a motherfucker went number one, it was a general consensus
that was
everybody
the
loved
song.
The song. Now, I never even heard the last 20 number one songs. I probably never even heard the motherfuckers, bro. So it's like, I don't get it. You know what I mean? I feel like however this shit is being, you know, put together, it's don't feel real no more. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm gonna just make what I feel like is real. Whether these niggas choose to put it on their playlist or do whatever, cool, but I can't control that because that's a whole lot of deeper shit. Motherfucking money plays and motherfuckers controlling. It's too much for me, bro. So like, I'm gonna just make what I feel like, and my shit is just always gonna be raw. My shit gonna be real. Yeah. Ain't gonna be no contrived, just like bullshit put together ass record. Like, this, like, I'm gonna be saying something. Yeah. I'm gonna have some depth to what I'm doing. And, you know, I don't even feel like that's the shit no more. I feel like motherfuckers that's in a studio just blabbing and with a cool beat that a kid would like, that's just like all you need now. So I can't even really call what's what no more, bro. I just like make what the fuck you like.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. That's like great advice for, like, you know, everybody that's listening. But I wanted to ask you on the topic of like how fast things have changed in the industry and all that. Like, what do you feel about this AI shit, man? Like, how do you feel about all this, like...
Man, that shit like, is, like, cool in the sense of, like, damn, that's cool that motherfucker can really, like, have a computer rapping and sounding like Jay-Z.
Yeah, like, all this. Like,
yeah, no, this was crazy. I heard this on my phone for the first time just going through Twitter, and I'm like, damn. I'm like, it made me realize, like...
Was hard.
it's like, damn, Hov, like, really fuck with Biggie, you know what I mean? They really some Brooklyn niggas because they flow similar as hell, but Jay-Z tone is just different.
Yeah.
So you don't realize it, but I'm like, damn, this really sound like it was a Biggie flow anyway, you know what I mean? Shit hard. Shit crazy.
So, like, what do you think about, like, do you think it's gonna really, like, is it gonna hurt? Is it gonna help? Like,
man,
what,
bro,
how do you
shit,
feel about
bro,
that?
It's
AI
already
shit?
Painful. It's already hurt. You know what I mean? It's already trash to me. So it's like,
you know, like,
it is what it is, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I don't feel like nothing is real anyway no more.
Like he said, he's doing it for the real art. He's just doing it because he actually loves this shit.
But it's like, you know, AI, like, we in the future, bro. You got to be able to motherfucking implement this shit in a way that... keeps it fun and keeps it creative. You can implement it and you could like figure out a way to manipulate it to where you put your own little spin on shit.
Yeah.
Man, go ahead, bro. You know
hell
what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that's a good embracing it with like a positive attitude is good.
Yeah. And people thought that like maybe that like I sat there and did that shit myself. My engineer, literally, I didn't ask him to do this. He walked in and he had Kanye rapping one of my songs from Surfer Drown. And I'm like, damn, that shit crazy. It sounds like it's really him. And so like I just posted a clip of me listening to it. And nigga, you would have thought I said fuck people mamas and shit because they was like,
man.
Bro, like you would have thought I just did some foul shit. It's like, but bro,
people were like, in your
DM, they was mad.
Something?
They was mad. Yeah, on Twitter, I like, oh, you a lame for this, you that. But it's like, nigga, I didn't do this shit. It just sound cool that a nigga used the computer to let Kanye rap my lyrics.
It is cool.
Like, you know
that's
mean?
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking mind blowing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with sharing that.
I think it opens up so many endless possibilities and things that you can do. And I think, like, as soon as someone like you takes the time to go and like study this shit and really get crazy with it, we'll have some more hits. Like, simple as that. Like,
I mean, for sure.
And then depending on how like the rules pan out, right? Like, that's really gonna be the determination of how this shit is used. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so
I want to definitely before we let you guys go talk about the big hit project,
man.
So let's talk about
it
real
quick. That's all on my mind right now. We're just banging it on the way up here.
I want to hear it for sure. I'll wait till it comes out or like whatever. We got to work it out, but I want to hear it for sure. And just tell me, like, can we expect, like, is there, like, are we going to get like music videos? Are we going to get
the whole thing. Yeah. Like what? I said, we dropped a song today. It's not really like a music video. It's a clip of us just listening to the song back. We stumbling over the lyrics and everything. We just recorded the song. I pressed play, walked up so we could listen back. And we just started rapping like the little parts we did know. And the homie Rise caught that shit. And we was like, man, fuck it. Let's upload it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like the way it's connecting. Like motherfuckers texting me like, man, you had me crying this morning. You know, I lost my dad or my, you know, I'm just talking about their pops. Like, oh, I had to call my
real
pops
shit,
after I seen this shit. Like, that's what's real. You know what
I
mean? I would rather that reaction than a motherfucking making a number one record and don't nobody give a fuck. Don't nobody know who a nigga is. Like, it's like, this is connecting on a different level. And that's what I do this shit for. But the big hit album is on some shit.
It's going to be a big hit.
Shit is bananas.
Yeah. And you're gonna do you have a date for it yet? Or you think you know when you wanna
bro, he been home 5 days. We made the album in 2 days, so we trying to, you know, we figuring out the ins and outs, but we honestly we having fun with this shit. And I mean, I can let you speak on it.
Just wanna record, man. That's it. Like, whatever we do with it, I ain't satisfied till we got a catalog like 100-500 songs, my nigga.
Yes, yeah, sir, yeah, so, yeah.
9 songs is amazing. We can come out with 9 songs on the CD. It's done. The project's done. And they so excited about it. I'm like, damn, for real?
You want to do more?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Y'all was focused on that shit.
You will be surprised on how fast the internet picks up on shit. Because, like, bro, I see people already, like, you got a Grammy shit already?
Yeah.
How many followers you got already?
I don't know, that shit is moving up.
Yo, bro. Bro, people are catching on to this shit. Yeah, we're gonna put that in the bio on this shit. But bro, it will be, you're gonna see, bro, the internet is crazy, man. People are fucking with you already. Like, it's wild, bro. Seriously.
Love for sure.
Crazy.
Love for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait till you guys perform. Cause I feel like if you like, especially, I feel like you're just gonna have so much fun. It's gonna be amazing.
I'm looking forward to all that shit.
Take a stage together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Pops, that
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be amazing, man. Amazing. So definitely more stuff coming soon from Big Hit.
More Surfer Drown. More Surfer Drown. I'm actually doing an album with Alchemist right now too. Like, we like on some all slipping in the darkness level shit, like soulful, hard rap shit.
I gotta hear that too.
He rapping on my joints, I'm rapping on his joints, and we like having fun with this shit, bro.
Damn. I appreciate how Alchemist is popping back out now. And then like that said, that slipping into darkness is my favorite off the CD, because you was talking that shit too on once the beat switch. I was like, oh, he's addressing the things I want to hear addressed. Like, this is my shit right here.
Yeah, man, unbelievable. But yeah, the future is crazy bright, not just for you, but obviously for you. And we're honored to have both of you here, man. Thank you for tapping in with us.
Thank you,
we really appreciate it. What's the best place to have everyone tap in with you? Is it like Instagram?
IG, yeah.
Best place. So just IG, Big Hit on
2022 with an X.
Big Hit 2022
with an X.
Yeah. You can catch it in the bio. We'll put it in the description. Thank you guys for tapping in with us. Thank you guys for tapping in with us. Be sure to subscribe, hit the bell. We're tapping out, man.
ASAP.
Yes, sir.